We do have Shibnam online, but before we go speak to her, let's just give a quick intro. So around 80,000 Rohingya Muslims in northwestern Myanmar cannot receive humanitarian aid by the UN World Food Programme due to a severe military clampdown. However, disruption of food aid is just one of the many grave abuses, including extrajudicial killings and rape being carried out against the embattled ethnic community in the Southeast Asian nation. Now, to tell us more on the line, we do have Shibnam Amayat, and she's from Protect the Rohingya. Shibnam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakallah for your time on Your World Today. There seems to be an increase in attacks on Rohingya Muslims in recent times. What has happened to bring this increase in the onslaught of the Rohingya?
Waalaikum salam. Thank you very much for having me on air. Happened is, number one, the transition into so-called democracy that the country has been going through. The second is the silence, of course, of the international community, and then the rise of the right-wing extremist Buddhists, and also the dropping of sanctions by Western governments.
Now, 80,000 Rohingya, I mean, that's a massive amount in northwestern Myanmar, cannot receive humanitarian aid by the UN's World Food Programme. Seems like prejudice to me due to severe military clampdown. Why aren't the UN doing more to overcome this hurdle?
Okay. Well, you see, what happened was two Sundays ago, three border control posts were attacked. Now, we don't know if those are because of drug trafficking or if those are actually by Rohingya. There's been no conclusive proof. But what happened is, as a result of that, the military declared an operation zone, which means that they closed off these areas around Mangdo and other Rohingya areas. And it seems that someone's going through a lot of trouble to not let the outside world see what's going on inside. And the military has basically moved in to now do what they call hunt 400 insurgents. They started off by saying there were 200 or over 200 people that had done these attacks on the three border control posts, but now they're saying that they're 400 that they're hunting for, and they will not stop, and they're sweeping every village. And the UN has made statements, but as you know, when it comes to the UN, there's very little they can do when the government doesn't abide.
Of course. Now, we do also understand that this weekend has seen even more violence. Can you tell us what's the latest, just briefly?
Okay, well, 9,000 Rohingya from 21 villages were displaced. There are now 86 checkpoints in total around northern Rakhine, making freedom of movement for the Rohingya virtually non-existent. Some families have been forced to sign papers declaring themselves militants. More than 2,000 people were told to leave Kyokyanpin village yesterday. They were given a short while to collect household items, and they were told that if they stay, they will get shot. Of course, the worst thing that's been happening over the past 2 weeks is the increase in sexual violence and conflict. Now, we know internationally that this is a war crime. However, in three different villages, there have been various violence against women carried out. In Laundan Township, two women were raped by 45 soldiers. They're in a critical condition. The soldiers then moved on to desecrate neighboring mosques. In neighboring villages, seven women were raped, in lots of them were molested in full view of the public. Seven girls in Sentai Pin village were taken into a military camp at the village school. And the worst reports to come out in the past 2 weeks is the Tatmadaw, or military forces, or as they call Tatmadaw, have actually been going to villages after they've been, you know, sweeping through the villages, and have been asking these villages to hand over young women. And it's not unusual to find murdered and tortured bodies of girls near military barracks and camps. And this is just unthinkable, you know, for it to happen so openly,
course,
and so
yes,
obviously in this day and age, it's just shocking.
Now, you know, I mean, we know that some dictators really don't have a heart. How does Aung San Suu Kyi sleep at night? I mean, surely she must be having nightmares.
Well, it seems that she's been sleeping quite well, because the UK is still the largest donor of aid to Burma.
Yes.
They are training the military unconditionally. She's keeping the old military junta members in her parliament happy. There are no sanctions. She's been traveling around the world receiving prizes. And earlier this year, she made it very clear to ambassadors that she doesn't want them to say the word Rohingya because it's inflammatory. And she said that she's putting together this 9-person commission who will investigate what is going on in Rakhine, and it will be headed by Kofi Annan. And now what we've heard subsequently is that despite them going in to do this investigation, they're not going to investigate human rights violations in Rakhine against the Rohingya at all. So I think on the outside, you've kind of made the international community happy by saying that this commission is, you know, being put in place. but she's actually not doing anything.
And finally, Shabnam, you know, a common misconception is the Burmese native Muslims do not experience the same difficulty as the Rohingya. Maybe briefly, can you just clear up that for us?
Okay, well, the rise in the right-wing extremist Buddhist means a hatred of all Muslims. Mm. And Ashin Wiritu, the leader of the 969, who has subsequently been disbanded, but not really been disbanded, has called, the Buddhist community and the Burmese community to come out and to fight this Muslim threat. And so actually, when they say the Rohingya, yes, of course, the Rohingya are the worst off because they don't have citizenship and, you know, they're currently being attacked by the military on a daily basis, but it is impossible for that anti-Muslim sentiment not to spread to all the different Muslims within Burma. Mm-hmm. Of course, the Rohingya are more obvious because of their skin color and the fact that they don't look Burmese to point out in a crowd. But, I mean, already 3,000 Muslim and Rohingya buildings have been slated to be destroyed in Arakan. That order went through the government recently. And so it's impossible that the other Muslims in Burma will remain safe.
Okay, Shabnam, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it at Jazakallah for giving us some idea of what's happening in there. And I'm sure that lots of our listeners to us will be with the Rohingya, inshallah.
Jazakallah for your time. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.